Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at non-specific neck pain and the importance of psychological factors. And finally, a story about low back pain and cross-friction algometry. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 552. Recorded June 10th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The influence of psychological factors on acute neck pain is sparsely studied. In a secondary analysis of prospectively collected data, the study, published in the journal Chiropractic and Manual Therapies, investigated how several psychological factors develop in the first 3 months of acute neck pain and how these factors influence self-perceived recovery. Patients were recruited in various chiropractic practices throughout Switzerland between the years 2010 and 2014. The study concluded that all psychological parameters showed significant reduction within the first month. The parameter anxiety was associated with outcome at 1 and 3 months. Baseline depression, but not baseline anxiety, was a predictor for poor outcome. A high reduction in anxiety within the first month was a significant predictor for favorable outcome after 1 month. Surf to our show notes for links. Palpation is widely used to assess muscular sensitivity in clinical settings, but still remains a subjective evaluation. A cross-sectional study published in the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies assessed a newly developed cross-friction algometry, making palpation measurable. The objective was to investigate the reliability of pressure-pain thresholds obtained using cross-friction algometry, measured at the level of erector spinae and gluteus maximus central muscle parts, and to compare the cross-friction algometry between patients with chronic non-specific low back pain and matching healthy subjects. 30 patients with non-specific low back pain were measured for cross-friction algometry. Other evaluations consisted of visual analog scale and the Oswestry Disability Index. The study concluded that with the aid of cross-friction algometry, the importance of local muscular disorder in the lumbar part of the erector spinae and gluteus maximus in patients with non-specific low back pain is obviously demonstrated, but also reveals the very large inter-individual differences in muscular fibrosis sensitivity and or pain behavior in daily life. This possibly reopens the debate on which influences can be put forward as the most important, the central or the peripheral sensitization system. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Thomas A. Edison. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.